step up, if you will. Tomas pastors the church, a church in Juarez. So if he were there today, he would have spoken at 7, and then he would have driven over to El Paso, and where they pastor a church there. And then he would have come back to Juarez and had a service there at 4. And then by Monday morning, they would be on the road traveling to the various mountain tribes or other places. So they also are the leaders of the Tarahumara Indian Ministry and the president of the Christian Missionary Alliance in Mexico, which means 92 churches are under his care and all the administration that goes with that along the way. So first give us an update on, well, first you probably want to greet, and then let's get a little update on the children boxes, okay?
Es un placer esta mañana estar con ustedes.
Momento, momento. There. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Es un placer estar con ustedes.
I already said that.
Porque hace ya algunos años ustedes siempre han tenido sus brazos abiertos para bendecirnos.
You know, and for a long time now you have been receiving us with open arms.
Nos han animado.
Have encouraged us.
Han enviado al pastor para México.
You have sent your pastor as missionary to Mexico.
Han ido algunos de ustedes.
Some of you have gone.
Han ayudado con sus oraciones.
You have helped with your prayers, with your offerings.
Así es que me siento muy contento con ustedes.
So I feel very happy with all of you.
Creo que todos están jóvenes.
I believe all of you are young people. I'm the only one getting old here.
Pero voy a tener que aprender algo de ustedes, claro.
I need to learn, you know, really learn what you're using for this.
Gracias.
Thank you. We really are very happy to be here. We enjoy every time that we come. I don't know how many years we've been coming. For sure, we look a little bit different, but, you know, younger for sure, but... But we, you know, appreciate 100% what you do. We, all the gifts that you sent are used by our pastors, and they're giving away. They're given during Christmas or during the next months. Last month, we had a trip that Pastor Guillermo and Alma took 100 gifts to one of the new community that we're visiting. So as you can see, you send them for Christmas, but during the whole year, we're still using them. We store them, and whenever we are able to go, because in many of the canyons, there's a lot of snow, so we cannot go for Christmas. So it takes us probably like 5 months to go get into the place. So many times we just store them and then start taking them during the year. So we really appreciate what you do. Alma was going to send me a picture. It's not here yet, so probably later I can show it to you. But the kids that we give the gifts to are very excited to receive whatever you send. So thank you so much. Please, you know, just push your kids to do this. It's a great joy for many of the kids in the canyons to receive something from all of you. So thank you so much.
Yo creo que vale la pena hablar un poquito más sobre esto, ¿no?
I want to talk a little bit more about this.
Porque ustedes hacen su regalo, lo envían.
Because you know, you prepare your little gift and then you send it.
Pero quiero decirles que cuando llegan a El Paso, Texas, donde es donde empieza realmente.
But I want to tell you the first place where they arrive is in El Paso, Texas.
Y todavía están en Estados Unidos, ¿no?
And they're still in the United States.
Así es que ahí hay un proceso difícil
so
para
then
cruzar.
There's a process to cross them.
La aduana mexicana siempre nos pone muchas trabas, ¿no?
Where the customs, you know, we always struggle a little bit to cross the gifts.
Así es que lo que hacemos es pasar de a poquito.
So what
a poquito.
We do is that we cross little by little.
Esto hace que tengamos que gastar gasolinas, tiempo y todo eso.
So this, you know, it's time to go and just take everything.
Les digo esto para que se den cuenta el proceso, ¿no?
So I just want you to know the process, that sometimes it takes a long time for us to cross.
Juárez,
then when they're in Juárez,
todavía hay que seguir con
from
lo
there
mismo.
We still have to you do the same process. You
todavía
know?
Hay que ver algunos retenes que le están a uno.
Sometimes in Mexico there's you know, police that stop you because you have lots of things.
Y ellos preguntan, ¿van a vender esto?
And they think they were selling everything that, you know, we're taking.
Así es que siempre tratamos de siempre llevar poquito
para que no haya problema. So we always try to take little by little.
Y los ponemos en algún lugar.
And we store them, and then, you know, we continue our trip.
Pero es un proceso largo. Gracias.
So it's a long process, but thank you. So pray for us. Every time you're doing the little gift, you know, it will take a little process there to cross.
A veces algunos americanos no lo creen, ¿no?
Sometimes some people do not believe it.
Pero el no creer cuesta bastante, ¿no?
Wait, let me understand what he's saying.
Cuando no creemos, los problemas que hay pueden traer grandes problemas, o sea, difíciles, ¿no? Como un hermano que es una, es, él es un italiano, él a veces no ve los problemas de la frontera. Y cuando quiere, y él intentó pasar un montón grande de regalos y le quitaron su vehículo.
Okay, sometimes people do not believe all the problems that we have to cross things. So we have this Italian brother that's working with us. So he said, oh, I can cross everything. And he crossed it, and they took all the gifts and all the loads from him in customs. So many times we have to, you know, and they took his truck. So we need to be very wise of how we work and how we do things. There you go. That's what he wanted to say.
Probably it's better that I speak English.
There you go.
Vamos a yo quiero en esta mañana, toda esta semana hemos estado viajando con el pastor Jim.
All this week we've been traveling with Pastor Jim.
Él ha sido una grande bendición para México.
He's a great blessing in Mexico.
Él ha mantenido una flama encendida a través del esfuerzo, del amor que
tiene.
You know,
through his love and his efforts, you know, he's still maintaining a big fire in Mexico.
Así es que gracias por su trabajo.
So thank you, Jim, for your work,
amor,
for your love.
Y ahora estamos aquí.
And today we're here.
Pero hemos estado durante la semana.
But during the week we've been traveling.
Haciéndole saber a la gente que,
you know, letting people know,
el trabajo en el Señor nunca es en vano.
That the work that we do for the Lord is not in vain.
Siempre nuestros esfuerzos
son
ricamente recompensados.
They're richly blessed by God.
Así es que empezamos con nada.
So we started with nothing in our ministry.
Simplemente con un sueño.
Just with a dream of doing something.
Con dificultades.
With difficulties.
Con cosas imposibles, pues.
With impossible things, I can say.
Siendo unos locos para mucha gente.
Being crazy people for a lot of people.
Pero después de algunos años,
but after a few years,
podemos contar con los resultados.
Now we can see results.
Yo he dicho que si vamos a hacer algo para Dios,
I always say that if we're planning to do something for God,
tenemos que saber que Dios lo va a honrar.
We need to know that God will honor us.
Si Dios no nos honra, es que no es su voluntad, ¿no?
If God is not honoring us, probably it's not his will.
Tenemos que entender eso, ¿no?
We have to understand that.
Y a través de los frutos de nuestro trabajo tenemos que ser conocidos, ¿no?
And through the fruits that we are seeing, we have to be known.
Así es que el árbol por sus frutos se conoce.
So the,
¿no?,
tree by its fruits, you know, it's known.
Después de algunos años de estar yendo Jim
after
con su gente y provocando el trabajo allá.
After a few years of going and Jim taking people and provoking, you know, people to go.
En ver gente aún cansada y sufriendo.
Even seeing people tired and struggling.
Se esperan resultados, ¿no?
You know, you hope for results.
Pero ¿cuáles son ellos, no?
But what are the results
este
that you
año
see?
Hemos tenido el privilegio de ver esos resultados muy de cerca.
You know, this year we had the privilege of seeing the results very closely.
Tuvimos una reunión en una de las iglesias tarahumaras.
We had a meeting in one of our tribal churches.
Y pudimos ver cientos y cientos de personas.
We were able to see hundreds and hundreds of people
que alaban al Señor,
worshiping God.
Pero no eran todas, ¿no?
But it wasn't all.
Era una representación
de
muchas más
que no estuvieron ahí. It was just a representation of a lot of people that are there.
Yo no sé si podamos ver ese video.
I don't know if we can
cuenta.
See that little video, you know, for right now. I think you have it there.
En inglés no. Hay un canto que ya se canta en español.
In English, there's a song that we sing in Spanish.
Y dice, no es un secreto el poder de Dios.
It's not a secret what God can do.
Lo que hizo por otros lo podrá hacer por mí.
What he done for others, he will do for me.
Así es que lo que Dios ha hecho
so
con nosotros,
what God has done,
él lo puede hacer con usted.
He can do with all of you
lo
here.
Lo puede hacer con otros también.
He can do it with other people.
No sé si el video puede estar ahí. No está. Bien. si, pero si va a estar o no, pues.
No sé, Pax.
Do you think that they can put the video or not?
We will see. Go sí. ahead.
Vamos a leer un versículo.
We're going to read a verse.
En el primer capítulo de Lucas.
In the first chapter of Luke.
Versículo 37.
Verse 37. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Padre, gracias en este momento por tu presencia.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence in this place.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your word.
Gracias porque te ha placido vivir entre los hombres.
Thank you because you came to live amongst men.
Gracias por ser hombre.
Thank you for becoming a man.
Gracias por estar con nosotros.
Thank you for being with us.
Gracias por manifestarte a nuestras vidas.
Thank you for showing yourself to our in our lives.
Te pido que en esta mañana tu presencia sea notoria.
I just pray that your presence will be felt in this place.
Ven a llenar nuestros corazones de tu gracia.
Come and fill our heart with your grace, God.
De tu misericordia.
Of your mercy.
Habla nuestro corazón.
Speak to our hearts, God.
Y que cuando salgamos de este lugar,
and then when we go out of this place,
algo nuevo haya acontecido.
Something new will happen.
Por tu presencia.
Because of your presence.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amén.
Quiero compartir con ustedes algo muy sencillo.
I want to share with you something very simple.
Yo no sé hablar difícil, ¿no?
I don't know how to speak very eloquent.
No, difícil.
Hard.
O sea, algo
or difficult.
Profundo.
Or profound.
Ahí está el. No, yo creo que ahorita de una vez, ¿no?
Right now.
pongan atención en las fotos donde hay mucha gente adorando al Señor en una iglesia.
I just want you to see the picture of where we have so many people worshiping God after we didn't
Pero
have nothing.
Yo quiero que vean la pantalla.
I want you to see the screen.
El Pastor Jim bajó por aquella
Pastor
parte.
Jim, you know, he hiked those canyons.
Él bajó por la parte más difícil.
He hiked the difficult canyon in the back.
Bajamos hasta abajo.
We went to the river.
Y luego subimos
and
hasta
then
donde
we
se
went up to where
ahora.
You see the white little spots there.
Volvimos a regresar.
We went back the
Cuando
same day.
Subiendo la montaña que
and when
en
we
frente,
were hiking the canyon up,
el Pastor Jim dijo, me comprometo a ayudarte.
Pastor Jim told me these words, I promise I will help you.
Y lo ha hecho hasta ahora.
And he's been doing that, you know, during all these years.
Así es que gracias.
So I just appreciate
Vean
that very
esto
much.
En lo que yo me he regocijado. Creo que ustedes también se van a regocijar.
So I have rejoiced with this, what is happening here, and I hope you can rejoice with me. Okay.
No me avergüenzo de hablar de tu amor.
This is a celebration we had just a few months ago. And not having even one believer in the community, now we see hundreds and hundreds of people, you know. For the first time, we took hamburgers for them. So there was a big line. We made more than 800 hamburgers that day. And then we had soup. They're famous runners, so we always have a race with them. Imagine who wins. We still are visiting different communities and struggle like you see all the time. Really appreciate Pastor Thomas being 67 still wanting to hike the canyon. Play volleyball. Every time we go, we take food baskets for them. That's the way that, you know, many doors have opened for us. June and Cody. And this is our boarding school. It started in 2008. And now we're seeing a lot of kids graduate. Now we have our first kids in college. After they didn't have any schooling. So it's amazing to see the little kids graduating from kindergarten, elementary, and junior high. It's amazing to be baptizing people, and now there are pastors, our worship leaders. They're the missionaries going to other communities. And that's our canyon there. Pray for us because a new window is opening and a new tribe. So we're starting again to start going to another community here pretty soon.
Para mí, estas fotos son muy bonitas.
For me, the pictures are wonderful.
Cuando Jim y yo fuimos, no había ni un solo cristiano.
When me and Jim went for the first time, there was not even one believer.
Ahora tenemos cientos de ellos.
Now we have hundreds of them.
Que adoran a Dios.
They are worshiping God.
Gloria a Dios. Gracias por sus oraciones una vez más.
Thank you for your prayers all this year.
Cuando yo veo esto digo, creo que deberíamos de haber trabajado con más ganas si hubiéramos visto esto antes, ¿no?
You know, when I see the pictures, I said, why didn't we start before?
Pero gracias por aquellos que se han esforzado.
Thank you for all of you that have, you know, just struggled to do things.
Dios es glorificado.
God be glorified.
Volviendo a la Biblia otra vez.
Coming back to the Bible here.
Le dije que no soy gente muy profunda de,
I'm not a very profound preacher.
Creo que para mí las cosas de Dios son sencillas.
For me, God's word is very simple.
Y solamente quiero hablar de eso.
And I just want to speak about this.
Yo creo que una de las cosas que vemos aquí en esta porción de la Biblia.
One of the things that we see here in this part of the scripture.
Es un escenario donde aparecen dos mujeres.
It's a scene where two ladies are there.
Una de ellas es una mujer anciana, vieja.
One, it's an older lady.
Donde ha perdido toda esperanza de que ella pueda tener familia, ¿no?
Where she has lost all hope of having a baby.
Pero ahora algo sucede.
But now something's happening.
Pero vemos la otra, una muchacha joven.
But then we see a younger girl.
Que no está casada.
That she's not married.
Pero que también va a tener un hijo.
But also she's going to have a baby.
También es algo que no está dentro del mundo lógico.
It was not in a logical way.
Está dentro de otras dimensiones.
It's
¿no?
in another dimension.
Ese es el Dios que usted y yo hemos conocido.
That's
¿no?
a God that me and you know, a God of another dimension.
El Dios que aparece en
the
este
God
escenario.
The God that appears in this scene.
A dos mujeres.
To two ladies.
Con diferente historia.
With different history.
Con diferentes problemas.
With different problems.
Yo creo que en esta mañana aquí hay personas con diferentes problemas.
I believe in this day in this church there's people with different problems.
Personas
here.
Que pueden estar más al lado de la mujer que se llamaba Elizabeth.
People that can identify more with Elizabeth.
Y que pueden decir, creo que mi vida no tiene sentido, ¿no?
And they can say, I think my life doesn't have any hope, it doesn't have any meaning
creo
anymore.
Que todo el tiempo que he servido
I believe
y me
that
he esforzado
all,
para servir a Dios.
I believe all the time that I have, you know, a struggle and did things for God.
Creo que no ha resultado
I
nada,
believe
¿no?
nothing happened with it.
Permanezco todavía sin estéril, sin nada.
Probably I'm still barren. I don't have nothing.
La esperanza se ha ido.
You know, hope has
no
left.
Hay nada que hacer.
There's nothing to do.
Probablemente alguien más se puede relacionar más con la joven.
Or probably someone else is there in the young lady's life.
Una
can
joven
identify there.
Llena de ilusiones.
A girl with a lot of hopes.
Con promesas frente de ella.
With promises in front of her.
Pero aún así,
but also,
algo sucede que le cambia todo
something
su panorama,
happened that
¿no?
changed her whole life.
Así es que espero que de alguna manera podamos entender este mensaje de esta mañana.
So I hope we can understand the message of this morning.
Le quiero decirles que Dios nos ha hecho promesas muy importantes.
You know, God has come and made us a lot of promises, very important promises.
La primera promesa es que él vino
a salvarnos,
a perdonarnos.
He came to save us.
Perdonar nuestros pecados.
So he came to forgive our sins.
Para mí ese es lo más maravilloso de la
vida,
¿no?
That's a wonderful thing.
Tener un Dios que puede hacer cosas de esa magnitud.
To have a God that can come and save and forgive sins.
El que Dios me haya perdonado mis pecados.
That God came and forgave my sins.
Es un hecho que no tiene no tiene, diríamos, forma de explicarlo.
I cannot explain what happened with that.
Eso es algo muy grande, ¿no?
It's something big.
Yo nunca he entendido cómo es que Dios tuvo misericordia de nosotros.
I cannot understand how God had mercy of our lives.
Cómo Dios puede apiadarse de personas que no merecen nada.
How God can come and have mercy of people that do not deserve nothing.
Pero él es un Dios maravilloso.
But he's a wonderful God.
Por eso cantábamos aquí esta mañana.
That's why we were singing this morning.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Es verdaderamente un canto que nació de una persona que había vivido una vida totalmente perdida.
You know, it's a song that someone started writing because his life was lost.
Sentía que él no tenía ya esperanza
de perdón.
He felt
that he didn't have any hope, the writer of that song.
Y después de que Dios le perdona
todas
sus maldades,
and after God came and forgive all his sins,
se convierte en un pastor.
He becomes a pastor.
Un hombre de Dios.
A man of God.
Que no tiene cómo explicar tan grande acontecimiento.
That he cannot explain the great thing that God did in his
cómo
life.
Dios perdona.
How God forgives.
El problema es que muchas veces nos olvidamos de lo que Dios hace.
The problem is that many times we forget about what God does.
Pero Dios es un Dios maravilloso.
But God can be a wonderful God if we want.
Lo que él ha hecho conmigo,
what he has done with us,
él lo podrá hacer con otros.
What God has done with me, he can do with others.
Por eso siento tanta alegría cuando veo a alguien que no conoce a Cristo.
That's why I rejoice when I see someone that doesn't know Christ.
Porque sé que hay esperanza
para esa persona. Because I know there's hope for him.
No importa cuán orgulloso sea.
It doesn't matter, you know, how proud
cuán
he
vanidoso
is,
sea.
How what he thinks he's the greatest person.
Dios lo está buscando.
God is
Dios
seeking
tiene cosas
for him.
Grandes.
And God has great things for him.
Y a veces no podemos resistir el gozo y la tentación de ver llegar al Señor.
You know, and sometimes I there's so much joy and temptation to see them accept Jesus.
Pero hay otras personas que ya ni siquiera se emocionan cuando
ven
los inconversos.
But there's other people that see non-believer and they don't even get excited.
Hasta los condenan más, ¿no?
They even condemn them more.
Sabiendo que él nos ha perdonado a nosotros.
Knowing that God has forgiven our sins.
Pensar que Dios no puede salvar a otros.
How cannot we cannot believe that
yo
God can save others?
No hay un pecador tan grande que Dios no pueda perdonar.
I don't think there's a bigger, you know, a big sinner that God cannot forgive.
Dios es poderoso.
Because we have a powerful God
así
that can
es que
do
tenemos
anything.
Un gran Dios.
We have a great God.
Y él dijo que él nos perdonaba.
And he told us that he came to forgive.
Y que él estaría con nosotros todos los días hasta el fin del mundo.
He will be with us until the end of the world.
Yo no sé cuántos podemos creer que el Señor está con nosotros.
I don't know how many here can believe that God is with us.
El canto de esta mañana, uno de los primeros que cantaron.
You know, one of the first songs that we started singing.
Hablaba de que Dios está entre nosotros.
That God is amongst us.
No sé, claro, yo el canto no puedo, pero sí sé.
I cannot sing it because I don't know the song.
Pero Dios está con nosotros.
But God is with us.
Y lo repetimos y
and
lo repetimos.
And we repeat it and repeat it and
y decía,
repeat it.
Y yo declaro que
and
Dios.
And I declare that God is with us.
Pero una cosa es decir, otra cosa es vivir.
But
claro,
one thing is to declare, another thing is to live like that.
Porque creo que si Dios está con nosotros,
because I believe if God is with us,
él está con nosotros.
He's with us.
Cuando yo conocí a Jesús,
if when I met Jesus, when
la Biblia,
I encountered Jesus,
leí tantos acontecimientos
and I started
bíblicos,
reading the Bible and
que,
seeing what
que el
it
Señor
said,
se aparecía a la gente,
that Jesus appeared to the people
y que ángeles se aparecían,
and that angels appeared.
Yo siempre pensé que no habrá un día cuando yo vea un ángel.
And I started thinking, oh, maybe there's going to be a day when I see an angel.
Probablemente una noche voy a ver un ángel.
Probably
¿no?
one night I can see an angel.
Probablemente una noche voy a escuchar la voz de Dios.
Probably one night I'm going to hear God's voice.
Así como lo escuchó Pablo.
Just like Paul did.
Pero nunca he escuchado nada, ¿no?
But I have never heard nothing until
nunca
today.
He visto un ángel.
I have never seen an angel.
Nunca he visto un demonio.
I have never seen
demonio.
Demon.
Nunca he visto cosas raras, pues.
I have never seen strange things.
Pero aún así.
But even.
No he podido olvidarme de que Dios está conmigo.
I cannot forget that God is with me.
Y siempre quiero ver las pisadas del Señor
and
para seguirlas.
And I always want to see his footprints to follow them.
Y es la razón probablemente que ahora estoy aquí.
And that's the reason why I'm here today.
Siempre estoy tratando de rastrear dónde va el Señor, dónde está el Señor, ¿no?
I'm always trying to follow and see where God is walking.
Yo sé que él está aquí.
I know he's here.
Pero yo no puedo simplemente quedarme con eso en la mente. Yo tengo que ver que Dios está aquí como de alguna manera, ¿no?
And I cannot keep only, you know, see, know that God is here. I have to see that God is here.
Dios tiene que manifestarse.
God has to manifest himself here.
Gedeón puso algunas cosas para saber si realmente era Dios quien estaba hablando. Gedeón.
you know, Gedeon, you know, put some little points to see that God was doing things in his life.
Y Dios se manifestó.
And God showed himself.
Y Dios siguió manifestándose.
And God continued showing himself
en la vida de Gedeón.
In the life of Gedeon.
Es una vida de un muchacho que me impacta a mí mucho.
You know,
¿no?
That's the life of a young man that impacts my life.
Eso pasó con Abraham, con
that
Jacob,
happened with
con
Abraham,
Isaac,
with Jacob, with Isaac,
y con los profetas,
and
y
with
con,
the prophets,
y con los apóstoles,
and with the apostles.
Y todos ellos miraban cómo Dios se movía, ¿no?
They all saw how God moved.
Así es que yo creo que no podemos olvidar que Dios está con nosotros.
But I really believe that we cannot forget that God is with us.
Y él dijo a estas mujeres,
and he said to this woman
que
here,
ellas nos representan a nosotros de manera muy clara,
and they can represent us in a very clear way here,
que para él no hay nada imposible.
That for him there's nothing impossible.
¿Saben que esa escritura Dios la ha traído este año a mi mente y no la puedo arrancar de ahí?
You know what? God brought that scripture to my mind all these years and I cannot take it off of my mind.
¿Acaso hay algo difícil para Dios?
Is there something impossible for God?
¿Hay algo que Dios no puede hacer?
Is there something that God cannot do?
O Dios lo puede hacer todo.
Or God can do anything.
Esto que el Señor le dice a estas mujeres,
what God was telling to this, you know, to this lady,
es algo imposible humanamente.
You know, humanly it was impossible.
Solamente es de Dios.
Only God could do something there.
Dios hará cosas imposibles en nuestras vidas.
Because God can do impossible things in our lives.
Él se mostrará de forma maravillosa.
He can show to us, you know, himself to us in a wonderful way.
Yo creo que lo que hemos visto a través de estos videos, de este video pues,
I believe that what we have seen through this video,
es que hay un Dios que hace las cosas imposibles que nosotros no podemos hacer.
Is that we have a God that can do the things that we cannot do.
¿Cómo es que Dios puede cambiar la situación de una nación?
How is it God can change the situation of a nation?
¿Cómo es eso?
How is it?
No cabe en la mente.
It's not, I cannot understand
cuando
it with my mind.
Cuando 500 años esas personas han sido las mismas o cada vez peor.
When for 500 years those men and women in the tribes have been the same.
O peor.
Or worse.
Cuando no hay ninguna esperanza para ellos.
No hope.
Cuando científicamente se dice que ellos van en vía de extinción.
When they're telling us that they were coming extinct.
Cuando no hay comunidad.
Where there's no community with them.
Pero el Dios de la Biblia.
But the God of the Bible.
Es el mismo ayer y por los siglos.
He's the same, you know, yesterday, today, and forever.
Y el poder verlo a él avanzar,
and to see him walk, you know, in front of us,
para mí es lo más maravilloso.
For me is the most wonderful thing I can see.
Cuando voy a llegar al albergue es una es, en la foto se ve ahí, pero es como una como un hoyo. Usted parece que ve un avión de vueltas y vueltas que va dando bajando.
You know, when I start going to the boarding school, you know, it's like I'm in a plane and I start, you know, going around and around. He's not in a plane, but he believes he's in a truck, and then he starts going down because it's in a hole.
Y las cosas chiquitas que se ven a distancia.
And what little things that you see very far away.
Ahora se empiezan a ver mejor, más grandes, ¿no?
Now they start, you know, becoming bigger every when you get close.
Pero cuando llegamos y vemos decenas de niños alabar y glorificar a Dios.
But when you get there and you start seeing hundreds of little kids, you know, praising God.
Cuando yo no conocía nada de Dios.
When they didn't know nothing about God.
Tengo que decir, aquí ha estado Dios.
I have to say, God is here.
Esta es la huella de Dios.
This is his footprint here.
Cuando alguien entrega su vida al Señor.
When someone gives their life to Jesus.
Él cambia totalmente.
He changes everything.
Hemos totally cambiado la cultura.
He changed.
La cultura la hemos cambiado, ¿no?
He changed the culture.
No es que han dejado de ser tarahumaras.
It's not that they're not tarahumara anymore.
Pero ahora son cristianos tarahumaras.
But now they're tarahumara Christians.
Ahora tienen la cultura de Dios.
Now they have God's culture
porque
in their
Dios
lives.
Está con ellos.
Because God is there
ahora
with them.
Ahora ellos saben lo que es el amor.
Now they know what love is.
Antes no sabían qué era eso.
Before that they didn't even have a
aún
word
en su
for
escritura
it.
No existe now la palabra
in their
amor.
Scripture there's not a word for
ahora
love.
Ahora ellos aman.
But now they can love.
Y como a mí me gusta mucho abrazar a la gente.
And because I love to hug people.
Así es que ahora también ellos abrazan.
So now they're hugging everyone.
Ellos dan amor.
You know, they give love.
Ellos Ahora se dicen que se aman.
Now they can tell each other they love each other.
Ahora es otra cultura.
Now there's something different.
Ya no se golpean.
They don't, you know, they don't beat their wives.
Ya no matan los esposos a las esposas.
You know, they don't kill their wives anymore.
Ahora es otra cultura.
Now there's something a different.
Ahora los
culture.
Padres aman los hijos.
Now the fathers, the parents love their kids.
Ahora ellos dicen hijos tienen papá.
Now the parents are saying my son has a father.
¿Quién ha hecho esto?
Who did that?
Un Dios poderoso.
A God that can do anything.
Ahora el gobierno va y ve y dice esto no es posible.
Now the government goes and sees and they say this is impossible.
Este es un oasis en medio
this
de todo
esto.
This is
an oasis in the middle of nothing.
¿Quién lo hizo?
Who did that?
Alguien que no vemos pero que está ahí.
Someone that we cannot see but he's there.
Saben que ya debo terminar mi predicación, claro.
I know I have to end my sermon.
Pero quiero decirles que el Dios de todo poder.
But I want to tell you that God of all power.
Quiere manifestarse en cada una de las vidas de aquellos que creen en él.
He wants to show himself in the lives of those who believe in him.
Tenemos que creer.
We have to believe.
Sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios.
Because without faith it's impossible to see God.
Mi temor es.
Fear is.
Es pasar la vida cristiana de forma religiosa y no verdaderamente cristiana.
You know, to spend my whole life in a religious way and not live the Christian life.
Esto es lo más triste.
This is the saddest thing.
Esas personas que son religiosas.
You know, those religious people.
Dependen de lo que ellos hacen.
They depend on what they can do.
Y se gozan en lo que ellos hacen.
And they rejoice in what they're doing.
Y se apartan de Dios sin saberlo.
And without knowing it, they walk away from God.
Ellos dicen, no, yo he dado dinero para la iglesia.
You know, many times they can say, oh, I do things for God.
Yo he dado dinero para misiones.
You know, oh, I send for missions.
Yo he estado aquí en las oraciones.
Oh, I'm here in the prayers.
Yo he estado aquí en la cantada.
Oh, I sing in church.
Yo he sido fiel.
Oh, I've been faithful.
Yo.
Me and me and me.
Pero las personas que han podido ver a Dios.
But there's people that have seen God.
Siempre van a decir, yo no he hecho nada.
You know, people that see God, they will say, oh, I haven't done nothing.
Dios lo ha hecho todo.
God has done everything.
Yo simplemente he visto la gloria de Dios.
I'm just seeing God's glory.
Yo creo que María no tuvo más que alabar a Dios.
I think Maria, Mary, she, the only thing she needed to do was worship God.
Y dice, mi espíritu se alegró en Dios, mi salvación.
And she said, my spirit rejoiced in God, my Savior.
Ella no dijo, es que yo soy muy especial.
You know, she never said, oh, I'm so special, I'm not worth it.
Yo creo que Elizabeth no dijo, oh, yo soy muy especial, yo podía haber dado uno y más hijos.
You know, I think Elizabeth didn't say, oh, I'm so special, I could have done so much things.
No, ella dijo, no, esto no es solamente Dios.
You know, the only thing she says is, it's only if God can do it.
Ese Dios con nosotros.
God is with us.
Dios es maravilloso.
God can be a wonderful God here.
Déjenme platicarles algo, ya para terminar.
Let me share you a little story before I end.
Esto más o menos puede ser parte de mi vida, de mi forma de ser.
This is part of my life, the way I am.
Siempre en mi vida he pedido a Dios que Él esté conmigo.
I have always asked God to be with me.
Quiero que Él haga, que Él hable, que Él se manifieste en mi vida.
You know, I want Him to speak, to manifest Himself in my life.
Cuando se terminó el video que vimos.
Cuando se terminó el video. When the video ended.
Hacía como una invitación a una nueva tribu que estamos yendo hace un año.
I was inviting. I was saying we're starting in a new tribe.
Una tribu difícil de alcanzar.
A very hard tribe to arrive to.
Pero hace un año que pudimos hacer contacto con ella.
But a year ago we were able to enter that community.
Y a estas alturas ahora tenemos la puerta abierta.
And now after a year the door has been open.
Para empezar a llevar el evangelio.
To start taking the gospel into that tribe.
Yo quiero decirles que quien ha abierto la puerta es el Señor Todopoderoso.
And I know that who had opened the door is our God, our powerful God.
Siempre, ahora que llegamos a esta tribu nueva como a todas las demás.
When we arrive to this new tribe, like all of them that we have arrived.
Yo tengo presente cada acción, aunque haya sido pequeña, para mí ha sido importante.
I have present every action that happens. Because it's very important.
Y me doy cuenta que Dios ha estado moviendo esas pequeñas palancas para hacer cosas grandes.
And I see that He moves little things to make things possible.
Me acuerdo muy bien cuando llegamos a la Tarahumara.
I remember when we arrived to the Tarahumara tribe.
Llegamos a los Pimas.
When we arrived to the Pima tribe.
Cómo el Señor me abre las puertas.
How God opens doors.
Y ahora cuando llegamos a esta otra tribu, cómo Dios nos abre la puerta.
And now I'm seeing how God is opening a new door.
Y usa circunstancias que uno ni siquiera en ocasiones pudiera detectar.
And he uses little things that sometimes we are not able to see.
Pero yo recuerdo que cuando llegamos a esta tribu,
but I remember the first day that we arrived to the tribe,
eran las 4 de la tarde,
it was 4 o'clock in the evening.
Y le pregunté a una señora que es alguien de influencia en el pueblo,
and I started talking to this lady who is known in town,
que si pudiéramos pasar esa noche en el pueblo.
And I asked her if we can spend the night in that village.
Y dijo, no, no se puede.
And she said, no, you cannot, you cannot stay here.
Se tienen que irse.
You have to leave.
Cuando dice que tienen que irse,
when she was telling me that we needed to leave,
su hija de 14 años, que escucha y no estaba en la plática, claro.
This young girl that she's 14, it was her daughter, you know, she listens to what we're talking.
Y grita de forma así admirada. Dice, no, no se pueden ir.
And from far away, you know, she screams, no, do not leave.
Es peligroso que regresen en la noche.
It's dangerous if you drive at night.
Parece que esto le cambió algo en la mente a la señora.
So her mom, you know, it's like it changed something
in, entonces, on her. Y entonces ella dijo, bueno, esta noche quédense.
And then she said, well, then tonight you can stay here.
Y mañana regresen.
And you can leave tomorrow.
Esa puerta que se abrió por una noche.
You know what? That night,
esa puerta abierta se ha mantenido abierta por un año.
A door open in the Guarajillo tribe.
Y todos los días la puerta se abre más.
And now, you know, the door is starting to open more.
Yo nunca voy a olvidar una niña que,
I'm never going to forget a little girl.
Es más, la invité para que este diciembre venga a nuestra iglesia Juárez para decir, esta es la niña que me abrió la puerta a los Guarajillos.
I even invited her now to go to different places to say, this is the girl that, you know, opened the door for me to enter the Guarajillo.
Yo creo que Dios está manifestándose en nuestra vida de muchas maneras, pero no lo queremos ver de alguna forma, ¿no?
You know, I think God wants to show himself in our lives in many ways, but we don't want to see him.
Cuando usted compra un carro nuevo, ¿le da gloria a Dios por eso?
You know, when you buy a new car, do you give glory to God?
¿Sabe que Dios ha proveído la tecnología, la sabiduría para que todo se vaya modernizando? Por amor a Dios, por amor a los hombres.
You know, God has provided technology and a lot of things, you know, in our lives because he wants to give it to man.
Todas las cosas que pasan en la vida, Dios tiene propósitos.
You know, everything that happens in our lives, God has a purpose.
Cuando, o sea, cuando usted, como mujer, prende la cafetera eléctrica moderna, ¿se da cuenta que Dios ha obrado detrás de todo eso?
When you as a woman can go and just turn electrical appliances, do you know that's a blessing from God?
¿Y cuántas veces estamos conmovidos por lo que Dios ha hecho?
And how many times we're touched for what God is doing in our
life? ¿Sabe que muchas veces decimos, esto es lo que yo merezco?
You know, we can say, oh, I deserve this, you know, new things.
He trabajado, me lo he ganado.
I have worked, you know, I have won this.
Somos los mejores.
We're the best.
Por eso tengo esto.
That's why we have this.
Por eso tengo esto.
That's why I have this.
Todo esto es porque me lo he ganado.
All this is because I'm winning.
Soy
it.
Soy muy listo.
I'm very smart.
Yo soy muy suertudo.
You know, I'm lucky.
No, no es nada de eso. Es Dios en su misericordia detrás de usted.
You know, it's not that. It's God with his mercy following your life.
Hace una semana,
a week ago,
o sea, regresé del Medio Oriente.
I came back from the Middle East.
Me fui para ver si la iglesia mexicana pudiéramos ganar musulmanes para Cristo.
I went to see if the Mexican church can win Muslims for Christ.
Yo pensé que si Dios me ha ayudado para ir a ganar esas tribus, podría también Dios ayudarme para ir a ganar musulmanes.
You know, I thought, if God is with me, you know, winning tribes here in Mexico, probably he can help me over there.
Así es que hice un viaje con otras 4 personas más.
So I made a trip with 4 other people.
Éramos 5 en total.
It was 5 in total.
Diferentes todos, ¿no?
All different.
Unos muy incrédulos, otros poquito más crédulos.
Some very didn't believe, others believed a lot.
Aunque son cristianos, no todos.
Even they were Christians, all of us.
Pero antes de ir, yo le dije al Señor.
But before going there, I asked God.
Señor, yo quiero que tú hagas alguna señal en este viaje y saber yo que tú estás con nosotros.
God, I want you to give me some signals and know that you are with us.
No sé cuántos creen que todavía Dios hace señales.
I don't know if you believe that God, you know,
señales
can give little signals.
Que usted no puede realmente relacionarse con su capacidad sino solamente se las atribuye
a Dios. You know, that only God can do and you know it's God.
Y entre los países del Medio Oriente son países siempre conflictivos.
And in those conflict countries that we went,
es muy difícil pasar de un país a otro.
It's very hard to cross from one country to the other.
No tienen esas relaciones.
They don't have relationship as countries.
Así es que los aeropuertos son bien difíciles de cruzar.
So the airports are very hard to cross.
Es chequeos muy 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 intensos.
You know, they check very very hard, you know, it's hard.
Y sabes que en el hotel donde nos quedamos y todo donde anduvimos, yo tuve mucho cuidado de solamente una cosa.
And in all the places that we were in, I was very careful with one thing.
Pero cuando íbamos llegando al aeropuerto para tomar el avión y cruzar a otro país.
But when we were taking, we got there in the airport and we were going to take the plane to go to another country.
Hablaron del hotel.
They called from the hotel.
Dijeron, oiga, ¿sabe que se le quedó alguien el pasaporte?
You know, you forgot your passport here.
Pero para regresar al hotel y volver al aeropuerto se llevaría 2 horas.
But to go back, you know, it will take 2 hours.
Así es que no era posible ya.
So it was not possible.
Así es que la única forma es que el hotel mandara un taxi que pueda llegar una hora y poder cruzar, ¿no?
So the only way was that, you know, the people from the hotel to send the passport and, you know, make the arrangements.
Así es que cuando dijeron el nombre del dueño del pasaporte.
So when they said the name of the owner of the passport.
Era yo.
It was me.
Era lo que más había cuidado, ¿no?
I've been taking so much care of it, you know.
Ahora, déjeme decirles, no era el pasaporte de librito, era el pasaporte global.
It was not the book, it was like a global thing that we have.
Es global entry, es una chiquito, es que puedo pasar sin él, ¿no?
You know, it's a little one that I can cross without it.
Pero los cinco democráticamente decidieron que lo mandara el hotel, mandara el taxi al aeropuerto.
But the others that were with me, you know, they decided that, oh, let the hotel send it to you.
Así es que el doctor que iba conmigo, con nosotros.
So one of the doctors that was there with me.
Él dijo, ustedes pasen y yo espero el pasaporte.
They said, oh, go through and I will wait for the passport.
Nosotros estamos pasando todos los retenes de control de pasaportes.
So when we're crossing all these passport deal things.
Duramos casi como una hora para cruzar todo eso.
It took us like an hour to cross.
Y luego ya cuando estamos ahí llamamos al doctor y dice que el taxi no ha llegado.
And then, you know, we start getting worried and then we call the doctor and he says, no, you know, the taxi hasn't arrived.
Pues faltaban 10 minutos para que despegara el avión.
You know, it was only 10 minutes until the plane started, you know, leaving.
Y yo pensé, esto no es posible que el doctor pueda llegar. En 10 minutos nosotros duramos casi una hora para cruzar todo eso.
And I thought, this is impossible. The doctor's not going to be able to cross in 10 minutes. It took us an hour to cross.
El doctor mandó una nota diciendo, váyanse ustedes, yo buscaré otro avión.
The doctor sent a note, you know, leave, I will take another plane.
Era un momento que yo me sentía muy culpable.
I felt very bad, you know, I was the one that forgot the thing.
Los cuatro que estábamos en el avión sentados en diferentes lugares, nos sentíamos muy tristes.
You know, we felt bad, we were there.
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué pasó esto?
Why did it happen?
Faltan 10 minutos.
It's only 10 minutes.
Duramos casi la hora.
You know, it took us an hour.
Y entonces yo sé que empezamos a orar sin decirnos.
You know, without telling each other, we started praying.
Señor, tú puedes hacer un milagro.
God, you can do a miracle.
Algo que es imposible, pues.
Something that it's impossible.
Que el doctor pudiera aparecer antes que la puerta de la se cierre.
That the doctor can appear before, you know, the door closes.
A los 10 minutos el doctor dijo el taxi todavía no llega.
You know, 10 minutes ago the doctor said the taxi's not here.
Así es que no había esperanza, solamente un milagro de Dios.
There was no hope, only a miracle from God.
Cuando se iba a cerrar la puerta del avión,
when they were closing the door plane,
apareció el doctor.
The doctor arrived.
¿Sabe qué sentí yo en mi corazón?
You know what I felt in my heart?
Dios está con nosotros.
God is with us.
El Dios Porque para él no hay nada imposible.
For the God of the impossibles.
El doctor no sabía todo lo que duramos para ir de para pasar todos los retenes.
You know, the doctor didn't have an idea of how much it took us to cross all the custom things.
Él dice que nadie lo chequeó y que en cuatro minutos pasó todos los chequeos hasta el avión.
He told us and when he was crossing, no one stopped him. In 4 minutes he crossed.
Y cuando en la noche que nos reunimos para platicar,
and you know, that night when we got together to talk,
cuando el doctor se dio cuenta de esto,
when the doctor discovered what we have struggled,
alabó a Dios.
He just started worshiping
y
God.
Uno que llevamos ahí incrédulo,
and when you know that it's unknown, well, he doesn't believe nothing. One of the guys.
También se dio cuenta que Dios estaba con nosotros.
You know, he started saying, "Man, God was with us."
Esto no es posible.
This is not possible if only God worked.
Yo quiero decirles en esta tarde.
I want to tell you this evening.
Que Dios está deseoso de manifestarse en sus vidas.
That God really wants to show Himself in your lives.
Camina y deja que Él se manifieste.
If you start walking and just wait to see
porque
God,
para Él no hay cosa imposible.
You will see God because for Him there's nothing impossible.
Seguro que hay anhelos en tu corazón.
For sure there's things that you want in
deseos
your heart.
Deseos que no se han cumplido.
Desires that you have that you haven't seen.
También hay retos que Dios ha puesto en tu vida.
You know, challenges that you have in your life.
Algo que ha dicho no ha cambiado.
Something that you're saying, I'm the same, it hasn't changed.
Pero Dios se pone de pie esta tarde.
But God is standing today here in this church.
Mí no hay nada que sea
and
difícil.
He's saying for me there's nothing impossible.
Por eso hoy quiero traerte esa noticia.
That's why today I want to bring you
para
that
Dios
news.
No hay nada imposible.
You know, just like the angel, for God there's nothing impossible.
Para él no hay nada imposible.
There's nothing impossible for him.
Yo te pido que hoy creamos en Dios.
I ask you to believe in God today.
Y dejemos que él se manifieste.
And let him work in our lives.
Yo nunca vi un ángel.
I have never seen an angel.
Pero he visto la mano de Dios.
But I have seen his hand in my life.
Déjeme orar en este momento.
I want to pray for you today.
Señor, te doy gracias.
Heavenly Father, I just praise
por esta
your
mañana.
Name for this morning.
Porque tú quieres manifestarte a cada creyente hoy.
Because you want to show yourself to each
algunos
believer
necesitan
in this place.
Sanidad en sus vidas.
God, some of us need healing in our
Señor,
lives.
Tócales hoy, Señor.
God, touch our lives.
Creemos que tú eres un Dios sanador.
We believe in a healing God.
Otros tienen algo que hacer que tú les has llamado a hacer.
God, others, we have to do something that you're calling us to
do. Te pido que en esta
do.
Mañana ellos emprendan una avanzada más.
God, I ask you that we can start walking, God.
Porque para ti no hay nada imposible.
Because for you there's nothing impossible.
Señor, otros están tristes.
Others are sad,
han
God.
Pensado que ya no hay esperanzas.
Many think that probably there's
pero
no hope.
En esta
hope.
Mañana, Señor, quiero decirles que hay que para ti no hay nada imposible.
But God, we know that for you there's nothing impossible.
Señor, te pido que venga la gente a esta iglesia.
God, I just ask the people can come
Señor,
to this church.
Señor, añade cada día a esta congregación los que tú quieres traer.
That you can bring to this church people, God, that will
para
know you.
Para ti no hay nada imposible.
Because there's nothing impossible.
Tráelos del norte, del sur,
God,
del este, del oeste.
God, bring people from the north, the south, the east, the west.
Y que en esta iglesia haya gozo.
And that in this church they can
porque
feel
van a ver
the joy
tu mano poderosa.
Because they can see in this church
y
your hand,
y te van a alabar
God,
y te van a glorificar.
They will worship you, God.
Trae unción sobre
God,
la iglesia.
Bring anointing upon this
en el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Tomas, we share the prayer that God will show himself real and powerful and do more than just what would be normal, but that God would do miracles among us. And of course, the greatest miracle is the transformation of someone's heart and life to become to be forgiven, saved, set on a new path of serving him. And we do want that to happen over and over. And so we thank you for your challenge that we expect God to do impossible things. And Brent, before you go, just real quick, sometimes we kind of think that Tomas has done all these great things. But you were telling us that when you first heard of the Tarahumara and their need, you thought somebody else should do this. You remember telling us a story that you thought this was for somebody else? He's not listening to me.
Yeah, he's not. Que cuando anduvieron, yo la historia que usted pensaba que no era la
persona. He decided he didn't understand me, and I.
Sí, bueno, la cosa es que cuando uno se ve a sí mismo se da cuenta que no puede, ¿no?
You know, when you see your life, many times you think, I cannot do this.
Esto no es posible.
This is not possible.
No tengo la cualidad.
I don't have the qualities to
no
do
soy
this.
El pastor.
I'm not the pastor to be doing this.
No soy la persona adecuada.
I'm not the right person.
Pero Dios ha insistido.
But God is still there, you know, asking us to do this.
Usar lo que no es.
He wants to use what.
Para avergonzar lo que sí es.
You know, he wants to use what probably no one thinks they can do things.
Él le ha placido escoger gente inútil para hacerlas útiles.
You know, he loves to choose people that are not capable of doing things to show the world that he can do things.
Así es que no tengo más que alabar a Dios porque yo sé que yo no lo hubiera hecho nunca.
You know I never could do this.
So when Tomás hears that there's a group of people 12 hours away in this Copper Canyon, he has a heart that wants to help. But then when he sees how big the task is, he thinks, God, surely you have somebody else more qualified than me. And it was beginning in his life, or one of the times of seeing God ask him to do the impossible, and as he took small steps, God began to do great things. So that was his advice to us in our class this morning also, that we take the little steps that God gives us, and then they become bigger steps that he can use for his glory. Now, some of you have heard a lot about the Copper Canyon and Rio Chico and our mission trips, and some of you are kind of like in a fog right now. You're saying, what is all this about? Because we asked him to preach, not spend an hour describing again all the ministry elements. So we'd love to have you stay for lunch, because we're going to just talk about some of the details of where are these places at, and who are these people, and what are some of the things we're doing. And we'd love to have you stay, have a bite to eat with us, hear some more details, and then we'll keep it to so that everybody can be headed home before 1 o'clock and on with your day. So thank you for coming. There's one thing I'm supposed to be saying that I'm forgetting. Let's see, stay for lunch. Well, what's that? Yeah. Okay, well, let me close this in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Thank you for the blessings of hearing about this ministry, and we trust that your blessing will continue to be on it, and that not just hundreds, but thousands and thousands of people will come to Christ who had never ever heard before, and they'll come to know Jesus as their Savior. We thank you for it. Amen. Oh, I was going to just remind you that March 8 to 18, we're taking a group down. And we get ourselves to El Paso, and then Tomas and Brenda pick us up there. They take us into the country, and we spend about 6 days there. We do everything from basketball camps to construction to cooking classes to Bible kids to working on farm, growing a greenhouse. We divide up our group into areas of interest and abilities, and so there's something for everybody, and we hope that a number of you will want to go with us. And so that, again, is something you can learn more about as we move downstairs. So thanks for coming. You are dismissed.